welcome to the second hour of the Officer Jack McLam program. I've just enjoyed that first hour so much and learned so much, folks. I want to, before we go back to Jeff here real quick, by the way, Anthony, Eric has just called back in, and we'll get to him in just a couple minutes here. But I want to tell people that we're going to have Anthony give out his information on how we can get these incredible, detailed, well-researched films that will approve the things that he's been saying today. Okay, so please get your pencil and paper ready, folks. Let's go back to Jeff, and then right after Jeff, we'll give out that information and go to Eric Williams, who's hanging on the line. Jeff, go right ahead, brother.
Oh, yes. Now, as far as Hollywood's concerned, there's a movie out called V for Vendetta.
Right.
I watched it twice, and that's why I was talking about Hollywood, because it seems like there's more people in Hollywood that really know what's going on.
Waking up. Yeah.
Yes, and also with the news media, too, that really knows what's going on. But they're keeping it all hush hush, and they're just deceiving the people on purpose. And then when you talk about Franklin Delano Roosevelt dying in a very unusual way, I'm wondering if his conscience was bothering him.
I don't know. But what I want to have occur is an investigation, an opening up of the Pearl Harbor story. And I would like to have the body of Franklin Delano Roosevelt exhumed. I'd like to investigate how he died,
uh-huh.
Do the forensics. And then I would like to have his body ground up and flushed into the sewer system of Washington, D.C.
I like that.
And I'm
serious
about that.
That's probably too good for him.
Oh, absolutely too good for him. And his name removed off of every public school, every library in this country.
Yeah.
And I would like to see the Washington Monument. And I'm just going to be frank with you. That's a phallic symbol.
Yes, it is.
You're right.
It's an erected penis. And every time I look at Washington, D.C., and I see this structure, which is 555 feet high above the ground,
yeah.
And they would build those buildings with 20% of them, the length of the structure below the ground, it's 111. You put 111 and 555 together, it's 666. When you take a look at the configuration of the streets in Washington, D.C., you'll see that there is like the owl, and they're talking about the Owl of Moloch, which is five times. It's on the dollar bill five different times. I've got a friend of mine in California who is a cryptologist, or I should say a... an individual who at one time worked for the U.S. military, an encryptor, telling me that all of the things that he has seen on the bill using a 100-power microscope. And you take a look at the all-seeing eye, the eye of Lucifer, the eye of Horus, who's supposed to be the son of Isis and Osiris. And you take a look at... the symbology all over the Novus Ordo Seclorum, the New World Order. This symbol was on the order and sect of the Illuminati. It was printed in 1774, 2 years before the existence of the United States of America. You take a look at Anna Wit Coeptus at the top, our enterprise is crowned with success. We have to have this information out. And as a consequence, I'm making 19 different films, and spending every nickel, every dime I can borrow or scrape up to put together these projects. We've got Vassals of the Vampire, Marionettes de Mexico,
Winnie
the Warlock, Uncover Up, EU, Hitler's Dream Come True.
Yes.
All
okay.
of these things have to be addressed. This isn't optional, it's mandatory.
Okay, brother, hang on. The music's up. We're going to take a little break. Jeff, thanks for calling in today. We'll talk to you later.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big-money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLamb program. And listen, I wanted to tell everybody that helped us with my son's situation. My son's a major in the Army, many of you know, and he's had a horrific personal situation with his young daughter, my granddaughter, being assaulted by her doctor, molested over and over. And all of you called and sent emails asking that my son's would not be taken this weekend today back to Baghdad, and that he could remain with his family there in Germany. And we want to thank General Sanchez, Ricardo Sanchez, for extending his leave, praise God, because of all your calls and emails, for 2 months and 20 days. He does not have to go back to duty in Baghdad until June 20th. So praise the Lord. Thank you, everybody, so much. My son is excited to be able to be there with his broken family right now and his poor wife that's having a hard time with this. So we just can't thank you enough from our family out at RBN there. And so let's go back now to our dear brother Anthony Hilder. And Anthony, let's call up Eric Williams real quick, who has been hanging on. So, Eric, welcome to the program.
Let me tell you something about Eric Williams. The spirit of Thomas Paine flows through the blood of Eric Williams.
I see. That's a nice thing to say. Yeah.
Well, I couldn't have a higher compliment. Thank you, Anthony. On my show bio on RBN, don't know if you're aware of it, but I'm on there now every day during the week, and I have had Tom Paine's picture on my bio instead of mine, and some people complained that I should put my picture up there.
That is the picture. You're reincarnated.
Anthony and I, we go back, I think, 1969, when Anthony was running up a tax expo, and I think it was in Anaheim, California.
Yeah.
And we, some friends of mine and myself, we were getting involved in the tax rebellion at that time. But that was when the first time that we got together. So it's something like 36 or 37 years now.
My goodness. Isn't that something?
And we did a lot of work together. Anthony and I both sponsored Gary Richard Arnold running for president against Reagan. Gary Arnold ran in the primary in, where was it, Massachusetts or?
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire, yes, thank you.
See,
New Hampshire.
Most people don't remember Gary Richard Arnold, so let me refresh your memory. He's the guy, the first in the history of the United States of America, who stood up before the President of the United States and managed his campaign and told him that he was lying when he told us he had given us the greatest tax decrease in American history, when in reality, 9 days before, he'd given us the greatest tax increase in the history of the world.
Yeah.
And that's when Reagan said, "Aw, shut up.
Shut up."
Because we'd brought up the fact that Reagan was not representing the right.
Yeah.
It was a counterfeit conservative.
That's right.
Representing the left, and had chosen George Skull and Bones Bush as his vice president, the man that they called George Opium Poppy Bush in Southeast Asia.
That's right.
And in order for Gary to be shut up in that news conference, Gary told me that somebody reached behind from behind him between his legs and grabbed him by his testicles and squeezed his testicles so hard that he couldn't continue. That's one way to shut Gary up.
Well, he did continue. He stood up, and when he stood up and started talking, it was Morgan. The son of a very famous British actor. I'll get into that in just a moment. But he did stand up and he did speak out, something that had never been done before in the White House by any congressional candidate or any personage in the history of the United States, Gary Richard Arnold. And we've got a film being done about us called Absolutely Right.
Yeah.
And we have to take a stand when nobody else dares to speak. We have to make a move when everybody else is stationary. We have to do that which has never been done. And, Eric, you're one of those guys that continue to speak up and stand out.
Well, every day on my show, I tell my listeners what they need to do is they need to forget this voting crap. They need to get off their butts and get out and get in into the neighborhoods where their congressmen, senators, and judges live and go pound on the door of their house and the doors of their family members and tell them that we're not putting up with this crap. We're telling you what to do. We're not asking you. We're not talking about voting or sending you emails. We're telling you we know where you live, and if you want to continue to live there, you better stop violating your constitutional oath, and you better start doing your job now. Not
well,
after the next election.
I think Thomas, or I should say Eric, what's necessary is the exposure of these vassals of the vampire, these people who pretend to be what they are not. In the Bible it talks about beware of those who call themselves Jews but are not.
That's right.
We should also have the phrase beware of those who call themselves Christians but are not.
Amen, brother, that's right. Yep.
Using the religion of Christ and the religion of Judaism as covers for these crimes is completely intolerable. So that's why we're doing a new film called Vassals of the Vampire, which is about the neo-Nazi co-option of the Christian conservative right. And we have to have this exposure. We have to take a look at those who have put these monsters into office. We have a man, the president, who is literally responsible for having mass murdered more people than every other serial killer in the history of this country. And he is giving Jack, your son, orders.
Yes,
and we'll give your son orders in Baghdad. I think the military should be aware that the drawing of Uncle Sam, where you see, I want you to fight for our country.
Right.
If we take that and overlay that with the goat of Baphomet, it matches up exactly.
Exactly, it sure does. The head of Uncle Sam is the goat of Mendes, the goat of Baphomet in its shape. That's right. Yes.
It is the satanic.
Mm-hmm.
It is the satanic goat, and he's asking you to. I want you to fight not for this country. But
I really like the rendition that somebody put out where they superimposed Uncle Sam's face with President Bush's face and says, "You go fight, I'll stay here."
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
I'll tell you,
Eric,
guys.
You listen to Eric for any period of time, you're going to say, "Whoa, wait a minute, whoa. What are you saying?" He tells you what you're saying. And
yeah.
I'm assuming that you do that on your program. I've got to get one of those Cato 1103. I wrote radios. I wrote down the number, and I think it's imperative that the listeners to these shows, your show specifically, Jack, support the sponsors. So buy the American Free Press for $49 a year. What a bargain. You can't afford not to have it.
Uh-huh.
People think, well, I don't need it. I listen to the radio. Yes, you do need it. Because you need to get the stories in print before they hit the news. Often you'll find something in the American Free Press that is 2 to 3 years in advance of the story ever breaking on the street.
Very true.
Then they pass them out to their friends.
Yes. Because we really have to have a spirit which becomes contagious.
Yes.
We have to reach out and touch beyond our fingertips. We have to hear beyond the limitation of our ears and certainly see beyond the horizon, beyond the limitations of our sight. And it's imperative that we have exposures of the things that are going on. We're doing a film called Winds of the Warlock about weather modification. And this is absolutely imperative that we, the people, know that Katrina was directionalized.
Oh, there's no doubt of it.
That it was intensified,
yeah.
And that the dikes were weakened.
Blown up. They were blown up. Yes, they were.
Winds of the Warlock. There was an operation that the government had in the Gulf at that on that day, and it was called Operation Warlock. These people are literally are using weather as a weapon of war against the people of the United States.
Yeah.
Uncover Up, the other film we're doing, which is on 9-1-1, it's imperative. And the invasion that has occurred from Mexico coming into the United States is orchestrated because what they have as a final destination is the tagging of the Mexican population. When I say tagging, I mean exactly that, marking, barcode, putting the codes of identification in chips on the backs of their hands, on their foreheads, or somewhere in their body to identify them. That's what is coming, because there is no way that this invasion could have occurred without the support of the major media, without the support of the political pimps and prostitutes along the Potomac.
Yes. We'll be right back, folks, and pencil and paper in hand, we'll have Anthony give out his information.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the program, and we want to give out at least two times. The information from Anthony J. Hilder is very well documented, very important films for waking up your friends and relatives and associates. Folks, should be in your hands. They should be in the hands of those that you care about. Yes, more and more people are waking up all the time, and Anthony Hilder is one of those people that has caused that to happen. So, Anthony, if you would you please give out your contact information? And then we want to have you do it again before the end of the program. Please do.
Well, let me go to the Muckraker, the Muckraker, M-U-C-K-R-A-C-K-E-R, .net, the Muckraker.net. That's
Muckraker.
Gary Richard Arnold's website.
Okay.
My webmaster, God bless his soul, was murdered. And the... website Free World Alliance is in need of repair at this particular time. But the insofar as my address is concerned, if you were to get a copy of 911, The Greatest Lie Ever Sold, you could send $33 to Anthony J. Hilder, Anthony J. Hilder, P.O. Box 1122. That's P.O. Box 1122, Malibu,
1122 Malibu, M-A-L-I-B-U, Malibu, California, 90265. That's 90265. And we have two, not one, but two different videos. Eric Hufschmidt's wonderful piece, Painful Questions, included in the package. So it's the 911 Greatest Lie Ever Sold and the wonderful work of Eric Hufschmidt, who proves technically that it couldn't have happened the way the government told it, told us it happened.
Okay,
for
now,
$33,
would you please...
And we've got another take called The Illuminati, produced by a filmmaker out of London, now living in France, called The Illuminati, and it sells for $24.
Okay.
And I'll pay for the postage on that.
All right. Give that number out again, your address again. I was trying to copy it down, and I'm kind of slow, and there might be some other slow boys out there, so please give it out again.
Well, it's Anthony J. Hilder, H-I-L-D-E-R. You send a check to P.O. Box 1122. That's 1122 Malibu, M-A-L-I-B-U, Malibu, California, 90265. And if you want a current analysis of what's going on, go to The Muckraker, themuckraker.net. And that's Gary Richard Arnold's site.
Okay.
He's got it together. I'm having problems since the murder of our webmaster. And
okay,
we're in the process of making this massive series of films, which requires a continual take-in of information from you. If you've got information that you would like to get to us, you can write to me at that address. And if you'd like to be involved in the production or productions in any way, do so. We're taking on more than any major film studio. I used to be in charge of production at what once was called the David Selznick Studio, where they did Gone with the Wind, and it was under another name, but it's been under many names, with the RKO Pathé, when it was owned by Howard Hughes, and it was owned by Joseph P. Kennedy. It was the studio of contention in the film The Carpetbaggers, but that's another story, and it was another time. We have films that are essential in the works: Vassals of the Vampire, about the neo-Nazi co-option of the Christian conservative right. And when you have Christians following Zionazis and taking their advice for this country, that is sort of like taking not only the advice, but working as a vassal for the vampire, the blood-sucking banksters and international gangsters who control this country and who will bring it down if we do not incite a revelation. We must incite a revelation, and we must support this station. Certainly Republic Radio deserves your support of their sponsors, which enable them to keep on the air.
Yeah.
American Free Press continues to do jobs that are taken on by no one else. And the radio and information needs to go from one person to the other. And with the tapes that you get, if you're just going to make them for your friends and family, I'm going to look the other way while you make copies. We need to get the information out. It's not the money, it's the message. But we have to have a certain amount of money, as Jack and all of these patriots do, to put on the next show.
That's right. That's right. It's always situation. Always a money situation. Eric, are you still there? And do you have something else you'd like to say, Eric?
Well, just a second. Second, what Anthony was saying, that we need to get this message out. If you go on the archives of RBN, you find that John Scott Miller doesn't charge for anything, and Jack and I are both pretty highly paid. But beyond that, nobody else gets paid, right?
You tell another lie, you're going to go to hell.
I don't even get a dollar a year. I don't know how you're doing, Eric. But anyway,
well, I'm retired, fortunately, and I do have my residuals. But they do get thin. But we do need everybody to understand. We need to get this message out, like Anthony says. It's okay to make a few bootleg copies.
Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Welcome back to the program, folks. I want to tell you, though, that Anthony's telling you to go to thebreaker.net, but I'd like to see you go to his website and see this handsome guy on there and see one beautiful website, Anthony. Freeworldalliance.com has a great website there, and Anthony's pictures on there and some of his great works are on there. And you say, you're going to keep that, aren't you, Anthony? That's a great website. You just need some help on it. Is that right? Hello? Hello there?
Well, I mean, I don't know where Anthony went.
Well, you know, I think we lost Anthony. Okay, well, Eric,
he'll come back.
Yeah, we'll get him. Kelly, my secretary says he's on line two here, so he probably needs to hang up, and you can call him back. Yeah, hold on just a minute here. Carol, tell him to hang up, and they'll call him back, okay? Yeah, okay. He called in on line two trying to get reconnected here to me, but that's not the way to do it. So, Kelly, he's going to hang up, and then you can call him right back.
When I first met Anthony, he was back in Tax Expo 69 or 70, I think it was, and after that, I mean, he put out all kinds of records, back when we used to have those vinyl records.
Oh, yeah.
Exposing the Illuminati and all kinds of stuff. He put out all kinds of records.
Okay, very good. All right, I hope we didn't lose Eric. Eric was just telling us about the vinyl records that Anthony...
I'm not sure.
There he is. Eric's back.
Well, those records reached about 34.5 million people.
The vinyl records.
Over a period of about 6 years after the release in 1967. And literally, they were responsible, and God bless Myron, for changing the course, the political course of the United States of America, and in turn, the course of the world, so that people were, rather than looking towards the Soviet Union as the external enemy and the boogeyman behind the curtain, they then started to notice the enemy within. And the enemy within operates from 58 East 68th Street in New York City through the Council on Foreign Relations.
Right.
And through the Skull and Bones, the Trilateral Commission, the...
With its number one subsidiary address, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington, D.C.
Well, no question about that. I don't want to see the impeachment of the president for high treason, because then we would have Cheney.
Yeah.
And we know that Bush is not the brightest bulb on the block, so
no,
we have
Cheney.
To really have...
Yeah.
And a removal of the entire administration... And an exposure of the manipulated, managed media that is bringing us into a world government. And we must have this immediately. So it's essential that you put the information from all of these sources, from the American Free Press, from Republic Radio, from our DVDs,
very
videos,
film,
into the big picture. If you give people bits and pieces of this humongous geopolitical warfare schematic, they'll begin to see things that are occurring before they occur and be able to stop it. And we're at that point. We're at the 99th monkey. The 100th monkey, there's going to be a revelation, and it must come from the legitimate left and the legitimate right. In other words, the Ed Asners... And the Mel Gibsons in Hollywood have got to come together. And I'm certainly an advocate of that.
Well, we see that happening, don't we, Eric and Anthony? We see it happening today. Also, we see this happening at our two police and military associations. The emails I'm getting are now from the left of the political spectrum, and not just from the right police and soldiers of the political spectrum, but the left is now very angry. They realize that their sons and daughters are going to be enslaved along with the political right sons and daughters. And so we see this happening, don't we, Anthony, coming together?
Yes, and there has to be a concentration on the military and the police, because they are simply serving as Igors. And when I say Igors of the Frankenstein, you've got the invisible government's obedient robotons, people who serve the administrators who are trying to bring us into global government on the axis of national sovereignty.
Yes. Instead of serving the Constitution and the American people, they're serving the administrations that are placed in position.
One thing Anthony said there that regarding the word immediate, and that's exactly right. It needs to be done now, not next November. The people in the communities across this country need to get into gear right now and let their elected officials know that we want action now, not at the ballot box.
Yes, very, very true. We have to be, like we call in the military, we have to use that technique that we are beginning to use so well in this country, the death of a thousand cuts. The death of a thousand cuts is where we attack them from every angle that they are attacking us and destroying this nation. And we see that beginning to happen in this country. and it's all based on information getting out there. So, Anthony, before we run out of time, please give out your information one more time.
Let me get off here, Jack, and you got a couple more callers, and so I won't take up the line. So, and Anthony, wonderful talking to you, and we'll get together later.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Eric, thank you for all you're doing for the country, brother.
Thank you, Jack.
God bless you. We
got to do this together, that's for sure.
Yes, that's for sure.
Bye-bye.
Yes, Anthony, give out your information again.
Yes, for the 911 Greatest Lie Ever Sold, you would send a check for $33 to Anthony J. Hilder, H-I-L-D-E-R, P.O. Box 1122, that's 1122, Malibu, M-A-L-I-B-U, Malibu, California, 90265. Or if you'd like to get the Illuminati on record, and it's with David Icke and Ted Gunderson and Jordan Maxwell and Chris Everard, the producer, you'd send $24, and I'll pay the postage on that to Anthony J. Hilder, P.O. Box 1122, California 90265.
Very good. Uh-huh.
And I encourage you to... you know, if you've got a father, a sister in the other side of the country, if you can make a duplicate disc and send it to her to do so, and I'll look the other way.
Well, thank you, brother, very much. You've always been that way. And I can tell you, folks, that God bless this man, Anthony, because he has spent so many years doing this work to awaken the American people against those that hate God and hate freedom for everybody but their own families, and nobody's done it better, and yet Anthony has never become wealthy. I don't think he ever will become wealthy, because he always puts whatever he makes from any of these projects back into more projects to awaken the American people and the people of the world. So, Anthony, I know you've given up a lot. You are so brilliant in your work. You could be one of these multi-millionaire Hollywood producers, but you've chosen not to do that because you know you have a heart for saving the people and awakening the people, and we love you for that, brother. We really do appreciate that.
There is a war against Christ in country, and I would love to come out and speak in any city in the United States where, you know, I don't know about taking a flight, but where I can get to if it's in my schedule, and I would be happy to do that. And I would like to do a series of lectures in New York and have some PowerPoint presentations. It is so blatant. It's so in your face. It's so upfront and unavoidable. You have to see that which is before your very eyes.
Yes.
And the Christian conservative community have been used like toilet paper.
They sure have.
And they have been flushed into the sewer of socialism, thinking that they've been going in the right direction, following in the footsteps of George Bush. But if you're following in the footsteps of George Bush and Henry Kissinger, you're not going to wind up in purgatory. You're going straight to hell.
Yes, I believe that's correct, brother. And God speaks in the Holy Bible about the great delusion and the great falling away at the end times. And, brother, we're in it right now. Christians are just being swept along into this Antichrist world government system, and they don't even know it because they've been deluded by these very powerful men in high places. And it's time for them to awaken. And the best way to do it, I've found, is to give the people videotapes and information like Anthony Hilder puts out, folks, and tell them to sit down and watch them with you or just to watch them with their family. And I'll tell you, Anthony doesn't mess around. He documents these things in his film. So when they get finished, folks, they do not look at each other and say, oh, that's a bunch of poppycock. No, they look at each other and their eyes are bugged out and they're going, my gosh, how come we didn't know about this earlier? So
I've given the 911 Greatest Lie Ever Sold to a director who did a couple of Clint Eastwood's films, and he had some problem with the disc, and he asked for another. And I gave it to him. He said, "Well, I can't believe it." I said, "Why can't you believe it? Can't you see the buildings being imploded?" He says, "Well, they just wouldn't do that." I said, "Can't you see it? Take a look at Building Number 7."
Yeah.
Managed by Larry Silverstein.
Yeah.
I said, it wasn't hit by a plane. And he sort of left dumbfounded. Yeah. Here's a fellow who's done many major films, two major ones with Clint Eastwood, and he couldn't believe what was before his very eyes because the strength of the lie was so strong that he couldn't see the truth.
Okay, we've got people on the line, Anthony. Let's go to the phones real quick and find out. Kelly, who's on the line waiting to talk to Anthony? Okay, Roger in Pennsylvania, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program. You're on with Anthony J. Hilder.
Yeah, thanks, gents. And two items. On the one hand, one might wish that the entertainment industry, I mean, here the folks are supposed to be trolling about and big ideas and the great themes, you know, the heirs of Shakespeare, etc. Yet one might wish they'd always shut up or cast everything exclusively in that predictable liberal paradigm, since, you know, they're almost universally that already. And on the other hand, I mean, even the very best of them, like, say, a Charlton Heston or John Wayne, I mean, Charlton Heston himself couldn't quite work up to a better than a kind of a pale, not quite a fully orbed Christianity, unfortunately. And then Janine Garofalo was given an armload of conspiracy books, and just a couple months later she goes on Bill Maher's show and delivers that predictable, grindingly dull liberal paradigm performance. And, you know, every knucklehead conservative, just the talk show host loved picking up on that and making appropriately belittling fun of that performance. And that's supposed to be, unfortunately, cast as conservatism. And now, on the other hand, here, I'm, I missed the Alex Jones, the Charlie Sheen interview on there, but I got in front of me a full-page spread of the interview, a good half a page, a solid copy. And here you're thinking, now here's Charlie Sheen, 98% of everything he's ever said has been a shallow drivel. And then I'm reading this, and here they come up with this as an example of something that, you know, well, you haven't heard it until you've seen what he said here. And so I'm reading through all this text. I'm saying, yeah, and what's the part that's patently ridiculous? I can't find it. I mean, here's the 2% lucidity of Charlie Sheen.
Yeah. Do you have anything you want to ask Anthony, Roger?
Just your comment and response.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Roger. You know, our film, we've taken to the Cannes Film Festival and to the American Film Mark. It's basically been in 23 countries. It's in 5 languages, and it needs to extend beyond that. And that only happens, you know, if you show up at the game. Most of the guys don't have the message. They can't even find the parking lot to the ballpark, and they've never got on the field, and they've never taken up a bat, and never hit a home run. It's time for us to get involved. It's been time.
Yeah.
We can't continue in the dark. We have to see the light, and it can't be that of Lucifer.
Yeah. Roger, thank you for calling in. Thank you. We're going to go to Jeff, and I forget, was it New Mexico, Kelly? Jeff's in?
Right.
Okay, Jeff, welcome to the program.
Yeah, does Mr. Hilder try to get, like, college libraries to buy and make available his educational material to the constituencies out there?
No, but you're willing to give it a try, and if you talk to Jack off the line and get my number, I'll call you back and we'll make the arrangement. That's a project that needs to be covered.
Yeah,
you made the suggestion, and I'm for
it all. Jeff, Anthony can't do it all, so
yeah. The
public needs to pick up these films and do their best to get it into their schools and into their libraries. Very good idea, Jeff.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, either you guys happen to know if the United States is using mines along our border to stop illegal immigration?
Jeff, what's necessary along, you know, if they wanted to stop illegal immigration or the invasion from Mexico, all one would have to do is close the border.
not for Mexicans and Latinos coming in, but for Americans going out. Simply prohibit Americans from entering into Mexico. That would end the tourism along the borders.
Yeah.
It would end and then stop the transmission of monies coming from the United, the wire transfers of monies from the United States into Mexico. And it was, and the Mexican government would stop the illegals coming across the border from Mexico into the United States. And then you can't give somebody citizenry you can't give, make them a citizen if they've come in here illegally. You could do that if you wanted. I've got great empathy for the Mexican people because their government is grinding them down.
Yeah.
And has and will continue to do unless we incite a revelation.
Okay, we're
That's
up
why
on
we're
a
doing
break
our
here.
Film Marriott's de Mexico. Marionette de Mexico.
All right, be right back, Bo.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Okay, folks, we're winding down the last hour here. Just to have a few minutes left, I want to say thanks to Jeff from New Mexico for calling in. Let's go to John in Tennessee real quick. John, welcome to the program. You're on with Anthony Hilder.
Good afternoon, Anthony and Jack. You know, I find it interesting, guys, that we're told in God's Word to study to show yourself approved.
Yeah.
Paul said that he fought the fight, that he ran the race. We know that there's things that are going on. We know the Bible tells, like you mentioned earlier, that people will be given strong delusions and that they'll believe the lie. So my question for both you and Anthony is, and I'll have to listen to it on the phone because I can't get you on the radio.
Okay.
Do you not believe that there's kind of a prerequisite that a person has to be looking at the current situation through spiritual eyes, or there's no way that we're ever going to cause them to understand or that they would believe when it comes to, when it comes to this agenda, this, you know, hidden in plain sight agenda of the government and of other world governments?
Well, John, it would be wonderful if even those that are looking with spiritual eyes could see the deception, but the great delusion is supposed to blind even many of those. Anthony, what do you say?
Well, I think that the problem, John, in this country, and the major one that we have to solve, is the con job that the Christian conservative community has bought, that has been sold by the Luciferian managed media and motion picture industry. I don't believe that one has to be a born-again Christian to understand what's going down. They can be a heathen, but have their heart, clean, and their mind open to see this. You don't. Our problem today, and that's why I'm doing the film Vassals of the Vampire, is that the Christian conservative community has bought into the big lie. They are in by the millions believing what Bush and the boys from the Brotherhood of Death are saying. My cousin, who is a devout Christian, I'm a Christian, but she is much nicer than I. She won't talk about Bush in this way. She just doesn't want to believe that he could be doing this. People watch these things and they watch a murder, but they don't believe that the murderer is guilty of the crime because he's wearing a cross.
Well, and here's the thing, okay?
They hide behind the cross.
Well, and you were talking about this, you know, people, and even Christians, and I have a father-in-law that's a Baptist minister, but they, you know, we're looking for certain things to happen, and we realize with our intellect that according for the Word of God to be fulfilled, certain things have to happen, but it seems as though people are saying, well, it's going to happen, but not in my lifetime because this is my government, or it's Mexico, you know, they wouldn't do that. And we see, you know, coincidentally, the things that took place last weekend with the marches were awful close to the meeting in Cancun, and I believe it was a diversion.
Of course,
we're out of time.
This is directionalized.
Yeah, we're out of time.
The thing is a
brother.
Fun job.
Thank you so much for calling in, John. I hope you call back again. Good points. Anthony, we want to thank you so much, brother, for all your years of work to awaken the American people and the people of the world. We just love you to death, and we're asking all of our people to pray for you that you'll be successful at helping us awaken the rest of the American people very soon. Okay, brother, thank you for being with us.
You love me to life, my friend. Listen, God bless Jack McLam and all of you guys at Republic Radio. Support the station, support the sponsors. God bless you all.
Thank you so much, Anthony. Republic Broadcasting Network, folks, needs your support. Don't forget that. God bless all of you. Don't forget this old cop truly loves you. Good day.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.